Blog Talk Radio.
From north to south, there is not a God. From east to west, I say there is not a God. From north to south, there is not a God. From east to west, I say there is not a God. From north to south, there is no other God. From east to west, I see there is no other God.
Good evening, sir. Merry Christmas, sir. Merry
Christmas,
sir, and a prosperous new year.
Yes, ma. God bless you, ma.
Hi, it's mommy, sir.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year, sir.
Amen. Yeah, God is good. How was the service today?
It was good, sir.
Amen. We thank God.
We give glory to Almighty God.
Yes. All the glory must be unto
my God.
For
is one day of offering.
No one on earth should take glory to
himself.
All the
glory must be to my God.
All the glory must
be to my God.
All the glory must be
to my God.
It's
wonderful to be blessed.
No man,
I should give glory to himself. For the glory must be to my God.
We are going to pray for many who have not been saved, many who have not received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We are happy that Jesus was born. We are celebrating that Jesus was born. But some people still haven't received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. They are still living in sin, and they are not going to heaven. We need to pray that Jesus should be born in their hearts today. Jesus should be born in their life, in their home. There is one scripture. Well, I was reading about the birth of Jesus Christ. When Jesus was to be born, they went for festival. And the whole place was crowded. There were no room for people to stay. So they said there's no room in the inn. So Jesus had to be born in the manger. But what I want to bring out is, make room for the Savior. People should make room for the Savior to be born in their heart. They should not say there is no room in the inn. If you say there is no room in the inn, Jesus said, I knock at the door of your heart. If you will open up for me, I will come in and stop with you. Now, if people say, Jesus Christ, there is no room in the inn, Jesus is going to go to the manger. We are going to pray. Lord Jesus, let God, let people open up their hearts and receive Amen. Jesus into their life. Yes, Amen. They should not go to hell. Yes, let us pray for souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh,
thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John. O Lord, save soul, O Lord God, as we preach unto them. Let them surrender their life totally unto Christ. Can be saved in the name of John. Salvation of all and save soul all over the world in Jesus' name.
Lord, let people be born again.
Father, in the name of John, as the word is preached to them, let the word minister to them. And let them be saved, O Lord God of heaven in Jesus' name. Salvation of all and save soul all over the world. In the name of the Father, the Son,
Let
and the Holy Ghost.
Let them come to Jesus.
And Lord, come to Jesus as people evangelize and preach unto them. Let them be able to give their life unto Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
And let all souls be drawn unto him. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
We also want to pray for Nigeria. In the news, they are preparing for election for a new president. And we are hearing that, in fact, in the news, they made it clear that they want to cut off from Nigeria. If there's no Igbo man as a president, if they don't allow Igbo man to be president this time around, that they are going to cause war and the fighting at Nigeria again. All this is in the news. We want to pray that God will choose the president for Nigeria. Problems should not come from that. You know, there should be no bloodshed. And no Armageddon because of the president. So we're going to pray that peace of God shall be in our country, Nigeria. So shall we pray in the name of Jesus.
Father, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of John. Oh Lord God, the will of God should be done concerning the president of Nigeria. Father, choose the person you want to be the president of Nigeria yourself. Oh Lord God of heaven. No war, no bloodshed in Nigeria, O Lord God of heaven. Hear the prayer of we, national intercessor, over Nigeria in the name of John. Your will be done concerning the choice of the president. No bloodshed, don't love God of heaven in the name of John. Fight the battle of Nigeria. And Lord God of heaven in the name of John. Let the chosen one be directly from you, Lord God Almighty, in the name of John. No strife, no fighting, no bloodshed in the name of John. Only the will of God, the abiding presence of God in Nigeria in Jesus' name. The abiding presence of God in Nigeria. And let the will of God be done in Jesus' name.
Amen. Also, finally, we want to pray for Ukraine. The Ukraine war, Russia and Ukraine has affected the whole world. I didn't know that 70% of the food people eat, the flour and so on and so forth, they come from that part of the world. And the gas price has to go up because some percentage of gas we are using in different parts of the world also come from that part of the world where they are fighting war. And now gas price is going up because of war and then inflation, economy, and people are dying in Ukraine and war and shedding of blood. We want to pray that God will bring peace to that country. Amen. God will restore peace to that country. Yes, shall we pray for the Ukraine war to stop?
Russia and Ukraine unto you. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John, let war cease in Russia and Ukraine. O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name, want to cease in Russia and Ukraine. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John, let there be no famine. O Lord God of heaven, concerning these two countries, O Lord God, we commit these two countries unto you. O Lord God, help us intercede. God Almighty, Jesus at the right hand of God, help us intercede for Ukraine and Russia, O Lord God of heaven. Let there be no famine. O Lord God, no there be no destruction of life and property. All destruction of life and property. To stop in Ukraine and Russia, no more loss of life in Ukraine and Russia in the name of John. No more bloodshed in Ukraine and Russia anymore in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Glorify your name concerning Russia and Ukraine in the name of John. Father, say glory. O Lord God, make impossibility possible concerning Russia and Ukraine. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, let there be peace, God. Restore peace in the name of Jesus.
Peace.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Tonight is the continuation of what we had yesterday. we still want to hear our evangelist, Alaska Lawal, to share with us whatever God has laid in our heart, whether it is the Christmas message, whether it is a message of Mary, whether it is a message, just whatever God laid in our heart. It may, you know, it's a veil, but whatever God laid in your heart to share today, just share maybe in the next 30 minutes or so. It will be a blessing to many people who are listening on the Blog Talk Radio worldwide. They are listening in Africa, in Nigeria, in the Philippines, in India, in Canada, in Australia, all over the United States. They are listening to this radio as we are talking now. Mama, God has anointed you to preach the gospel, and God is giving you mightily. So we are all going to listen to our mother in Christ, Lady Evangelist Alaika Lawal, to share what God has placed in her heart today for the people to hear and listen to the word of God. Mama, you are welcome to take over now.
Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify and exalt your name, for you are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the head Shaddai God. You are the Messiah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the omnipotent God, the God of yesterday, today, and forever. To you be glory forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are happy. Today is Christmas, the birthday of a king. And that king is King Jesus. And there is a lot of message in the birth of Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus Christ is the basis of our salvation. We are told that Jesus Christ was born to save, and that the birthday of Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. The birthday of Jesus Christ told us so many things. That's why they sing the song, "Go Tell It on the Mountain." That is, by the way, Jesus Christ is telling us to preach the gospel to all the world, so that all unsaved souls, they too might be saved. From the package of the birth of Jesus Christ, we heard about angels that are singing and praising the Lord. This is an encouragement for us to be praising and worshiping God. And that is even remembering us that angels are watching over us all day, all night. There is a lot of package in the birth of Jesus Christ. The birth of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ has come to save us from power of Satan. Today is a day of joy all over the world. That's the only thing that has gone all over the world. Nothing has ever gone all over the world. It's an holy birth, and it's telling us that we should be holy. And it's even reminding us of heavenly king. We have a king in heaven. Jesus Christ has come to give us second birth. That second birth is salvation, and which is even called the new birth. Second birth is salvation, which is even called the new birth. And we are even told in this story of Jesus this Christmas that Jesus Christ is the gift we want. We want the gift of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is all we need in our life. And the gift of salvation.
Yeah.
We must cherish the relationship of Jesus Christ in our life. We must cherish the relationship of God in our life, because that's the only source of joy in our life.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ lives, he comes in a humble way. is teaching us that we must be humble. No pride should be found in us. You can see the example of pride in Nebuchadnezzar. When he was proud, he went into the wilderness for 7 years until he recognizes the supremacy of God in his life. Then he is able to come and praise God Almighty.
Yes.
We are told that King Jesus is the Savior and is a wonderful counselor, the mighty God and the Redeemer. There is nobody that can counsel one. It's only God that knows what one is going on, what's going on in one's life, that can give us the right counsel. That's the reason why we all are clinging to Jesus Christ. The star of Jesus Christ was not destroyed by Herod. And Herod was not unable to kill Jesus Christ. So, no human being can destroy our star. God will not allow it. And the name of Jesus Christ, which is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means the God with us. We are told that if God is for us, who can be against us? The name of Jesus is Emmanuel, the God with us. Jesus Christ is a King of glory. And since we are his child, the glory of God also must always be upon our life. We must adore Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is light. And we too must live in the light. The light prevails over darkness. We are children of life. We are children of light. We are told Jesus Christ is God, the King of peace. There is no peace anywhere in life except in Jesus. Jesus must reign in our life. Jesus must reign in our life. God must shine in our life today. Jesus Christ was born to save. Hosanna, Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Even little children, they are crying Hosanna unto God. Even we, our children, the praise of God must not cease in our mouth. Jesus Christ must be our constant flame, the flame that will be burning in our life. We can see the love that Jesus Christ has for us. So that love is so great. That is why all of us, we are clinging to the love of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our joy. Jesus Christ is our treasure. We must treasure Jesus Christ greatly in our life. And we know in John chapter 10:2 that Jesus Christ is our shepherd. He said he will not allow anyone to snatch us or kidnap us from his hand that we will not perish.
Yes.
And in our Jesus Christ is our master.
Yes.
Our master is the mighty God. And he's the one that is doing everything for us. He's our ruler. He's our ruler. He's our God. We are told that this Jesus that we are worshiping today is increasing in wisdom, in growth, in favor, and receive favor with God and man. Which we must be growing in Christ, according to Luke chapter 2, verse 52. We must grow in Christ. We must have favor before God and man.
Yes.
The whole history of the birth of Jesus Christ is in Matthew chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 2 and Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2. It's a great story. If you actually read it and claim of the benefit that is in that on that four chapters. There are four chapters. Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 2, Luke chapter 1, and Luke chapter 2. Today, at this Christmas period, is a day of great joy and rejoicing, a time of a jealous visitation. One of the great messages in this birth of Jesus Christ is fear not. All of us, we are always afraid of one thing or the other. Although we know in this world there is tribulation, in Jesus Christ there is peace. But the main message for us is that we should not be afraid. In the package of a Christmas story, wisdom is there, increment is there, greatness is there, blessing is there, favor is there, and growth is there, and Holy Ghost power overshadows us. Without the Holy Spirit, without the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ was born with Holy Spirit power. Without Holy Ghost, we can do nothing.
Yes.
Holy Ghost is part of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. A lot of things the Holy Spirit is doing in our life. So every day we must pray for the Holy Spirit to indwell in us, to empower us. We must be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. As Jesus Christ was born with the Holy Spirit, we must be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. We must be baptized with the Holy Spirit. We must tell God to turn us into fire, to baptize us with fire, and to turn us with fire. And we know we have to magnify the Lord God Almighty in our life on a daily basis and appreciate Jesus. Because generational blessing comes from the Lord Jesus. Jesus is the solution to all problems.
Yes. Thank God.
Isaiah 61 verse 1.
Yes, go on.
Said the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us. He has anointed us to preach to the poor.
Yes.
So this is part of the Great Commission. God has told us to go and preach the gospel to the poor, to set the captives free, to open the eyes of the blind. That's one of the major messages he has come to give us. Say, tell me the story of Jesus. The whole story of Jesus is, as I've said before, is in Matthew chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 2 and Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Nobody can save us. This Christmas song we are singing, 80% of Christians doesn't even know this Christmas song. And it's a very important, we must sing Christmas carol during this Christmas period to King Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Is the light lightens our darkness. We must give our attendance to the reading of the Word of God. Because if you don't read the Word of God thoroughly, there is no way we may be able to know about Christ. And we must make sure we give thanks for everything. This is a period of thanksgiving and a period of giving. Jesus says, give and it shall be given, says the Word of God, because Jesus Christ was a gift to us too. And this is a period of giving and receiving. Jesus was given three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is a period of giving all over the world.
Yeah.
And we are told that Jesus is in control of our life, that we must never fear.
Yeah.
And that Jesus Christ, we must prove God in our life on a daily basis. Daily clinging unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Daily clinging unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told that inadequate giving is evidence of inadequate teaching of the Word of God. We must give to the work of God Almighty. We must give to the poor. Christmas period is a period a period in which God accepts our praises. A lot of praises is going on. People are praising God from January to December for what God Almighty has done for them from a 12-month period. 12 months is a great time for all the benefits God has done unto us. The story of Jesus is a story about family. It's a story about marriage. It's a story about having children. Angel Gabriel is angel in charge of good news. We have different angels discharging different duties. Angel Gabriel is the one in charge of good news. We always receive good news in our life, and a daily visitation in our life at all times, and the abiding presence of God in our lives on a daily basis. Christmas period is a period of great joy and great rejoicing. And we are told in Luke chapter 2, verse 46, that Jesus Christ was even sitting with doctors asking questions. Listen, that's why we, our children, must be taught to go to Sunday school to listen to the word of God properly so that they might grow, because they are the future generation teacher. Luke 2:46, sitting in the midst of doctors, both hearing them and asking questions. That's Jesus when he was young. And Luke 2:53 is that he grew in wisdom, in knowledge, and in favor with God and man. So our children, we must teach them how to start their life with Christ. Because a life without Christ is a life of crisis. So we must cherish Jesus Christ in our life.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. We cannot have any peace in life unless we have Jesus. We can see the Christmas tree and all the color they use for Christmas. There are three colors: white, holiness, green, growth, and red. That is telling us about the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus will prevail by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And we are told the government, Isaiah 9:6, the government is upon the shoulder of Jesus Christ. Even all these presidents, they are under the supervision of Jesus Christ. Because Isaiah 9:6 says, for us unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government is upon his shoulder, and his name is called Wonderful Counselor. That's why I'm telling you that he's the only one that can cancel us. The Mighty God is the Mighty God in our life. Is our everlasting Father. That is Father from the beginning of our life to the end of our life. Is the Prince of Peace. We have seven powerful words in that Isaiah 9:6. The Prince of Peace. We have peace through him. The Mighty God is our Mighty God. Is our everlasting Father. Is our wonderful Counselor. Is upon the government. So any government we are under, we must make sure we have peace and rest of mind, because God is under control. You know, Christmas period is a period of celebration and jubilation and joy. Especially today, most people are still celebrating now. They are going from one house to the other, from one family house to the other, celebrating and jubilating and eating and enjoying each other. Some people, the family they've not seen for 1 year or 2 years or 15 years, today Christmas period, they always come across them, and that really gives them a lot of joy. Jesus
yes.
Christ is our healer.
Yes.
And his life and light to all of us is our life and our life and our healer, the great physician. He works with the doctors, and we must adore him. Jesus makes us to be triumphant in life. So we thank God. Jesus Christ is our helper, heaven-sent helper. Jesus Christ is our heaven-sent helper. He's the King of Kings.
Yes.
So we are happy to have him in our life. So and we are told that all of us should prepare our heart to receive Christ in our life. Christ must fill our life. He is our Messiah. Christ even is a governor, our governor. Governor is the governor of all nations. And this Jesus Christ carries the glory of God. We too, that are following him, we carry the glory of God Almighty in our life.
Amen.
So we appreciate today, we thank God for all God has done for us up to this present moment. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have a great Christmas Day blessing to the whole world, that Jesus Christ was born for you to be saved, to be healed, to be delivered, to be blessed, to have peace. He's the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father. Yes, you need to receive him today. Welcome him into your life, into your heart. Let him dwell in you. Let Christ be in you. As many have received him, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. You need to receive Jesus Christ today so that you be saved and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Jesus loves you. God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That's what Jesus came for. And he was born in Bethlehem, Judea, and the three wise men came to see him and greeted him. Herod wanted to kill him, but they can't kill him because Jesus was coming on a mission. And you can't just kill the mission of God. The vision of God can't be killed just like that. Jesus lived for 3.5 years and then died on Calvary tree, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. By his stripes we are healed. And he resurrected on the third day. And he went to heaven from Mount Holy and told the disciples, go ye and teach all nations. Go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's why we are here today, broadcasting the word of God every Saturday and Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And I want as many of you to continue to join us on Facebook, Twitter, Link, YouTube, and all the social media, over the phone. Feel free to join us. The number to dial in is area code 515-602-9635. Everyone is welcome to dial in from any part of the world and enjoy what God is doing. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast today. Jesus loves you and we all love you. We say Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year in advance. Happy holidays. God continue to be with every one of you. And I pray that we shall all end this year happily. We shall all end this year gloriously in the name of Jesus. We shall all end this year dancing and glorifying God into the new year 2023. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall not have any problems on the way. The arrow that flies by day shall not reach us, neither shall the terror that moves by night. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. The angels of God encamp around us. God supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory. We shall not dash our food against the sword. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment is condemned. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
we give
you,
you glory.
Amen.
Amen. I will pray for Mama Evangelist Olainka Lawa and her family and her children and her grandchildren, great-grandchildren. God for you to bless all of you and protect you. And see you in the new year. Make way for you. There's no way. God give you breakthrough in the name of Jesus. God solve all your problems and meet all your needs. And grant you divine health, divine healing, long life and prosperity for you and your family. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 You see me those tracks, those gospel tracks?
Sir.
Those gospel tracks for evangelism.
Yes, sir. I always order it. I always order it from Bible Help. I have boxes of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, that is good.
Yes.
Oh, that is good. Yes. Mm. So we thank God. We're going to stop here today because it's Christmas Day. A lot of people are still eating chicken and rice and french fries and turkey and so on and so forth. They don't have time. But it's good you have time for God. God is the most important. You need to have time for God. But I want to thank all of you who participated today. God bless you. And we love you, and Jesus loves you. So at the same time, next week, Saturday and Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., join us again. And we shall have a good time with God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's say the grace. May the grace
may the
of our
grace
Lord,
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God,
and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Shalom.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Shalom. All right. Good night.
Bye, sir.
Yeah, good night.